Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Shropshire. Here's the headline. Shropshire is one of the most heritage-shaped commercial property markets in the West Midlands, a thinly populated Welsh border shire where a single dominant new town, a Tudor county town, and a ring of distinctive market towns combine to deliver entry pricing well below the metropolitan core. With a rare prime food-anchored auction print this quarter, that resets the yield benchmark for the wider rural West Midlands. Let me set the scene. Shropshire is a county of around 500,000 people, the second largest English county by area, and one of the most thinly populated. Two urban centres dominate the geography. Telford, population around 170,000. The 1968 post-war new town that absorbed the older settlements of Wellington, Oakengates, Madley and Dawley around the Ironbridge Gorge. And Shrewsbury, around 70,000, the Tudor and medieval county town and home of the University Centre Shrewsbury. The rest of the commercial property action is split across five distinctive market towns. Oswestry on the Welsh border, Bridnorth on the Severn, Market Drayton on the Cheshire Fringe, Ludlow on the southern Shropshire Hills boundary, and Whitchurch on the Cheshire and Wrexham border. Transport assets are functional rather than dense. The M54 runs east-west across Telford to junction the M6 at Shifnal. The A5 traces the Roman Watling Street alignment through Oswestry, Shrewsbury and onto Telford. The A49 runs north-south through Whitchurch, Shrewsbury and Ludlow, and the Welsh Marches line stops at Shrewsbury and Ludlow. The OQPR base is the part that surprises people. Telford houses one of the larger advanced manufacturing footprints in the West Midlands. Magna, Denso, Ricoh and a deep Tier 1 automotive supplier base, alongside the UNESCO Ironbridge Gorge tourism complex. Shrewsbury combines a strong professional services and public sector employer base. Shropshire Council, the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital, the courts and the University Centre, with a remarkably intact Tudor and medieval retail core. Oswestry serves as the agricultural services and livestock market centre for northwest Shropshire. Ludlow is a national food and drink destination. Bridnorth is anchored by the Severn Valley Heritage Railway. And Whitchurch and Market Drayton are Cheshire fringe market towns with significant agricultural services and food manufacturing employments. Muller Dairy at Market Drayton being the largest single occupier in the northern part of the county. Why should an investor care? Because that mix, a deep advanced manufacturing and logistics base at Telford, a clean professional services overlay at Shrewsbury, and a heritage-rich tourism and independent retail story across the market towns, produces a far broader covenant base than the headline transaction prices imply. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,213 commercial-leaning transactions across the seven principal Shropshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside more than 11,500 residential transactions registered as corporate acquisitions, almost certainly buy to let, house in multiple occupation, or HMO, and special purpose company purchases that finance through commercial rather than mainstream residential lenders. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Telford. Telford is the engine of the county and the deepest commercial market by some distance. Just under 1,100 recorded commercial transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's almost half of the entire county total. A median commercial transaction price of around £150,000, which makes Telford one of the lower entry price commercial markets in the West Midlands. 215 property type O freehold sales. That's the genuinely commercial-only subset within the wider HMLR record. And around 4,000 corporate-acquired residential transactions sitting underneath, reflecting deep special-purpose company-driven HMO and buy-to-let flow across the TF postcode ring, The AQUITAS auction print to remember is 20 to 22 New Street, Wellington, a high street retail lot that sold at the October 2025 AQUITAS sale for £311,000, on around £23,500 of passing rent, at a net initial yield of 7.56%. That's a clean read on the secondary high street position in the county. Second, Shrewsbury. 477 commercial transactions, a median commercial transaction price of £250,000, and 227 property typo freehold sales. Shrewsbury is the cleanest professional services market in the county. The public sector and education base, Shropshire Council, the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital, the courts and the university centre, anchors Covenant Strength, while the year-round tourism overlay sustains hospitality and independent retail across the Tudor and medieval core. No AQUITAS print in this bundle, but Shrewsbury generates the second largest share of county commercial mortgage demand and prints the cleanest Tudor and Georgian conversion stock at the office end. Third, Oswestry. 188 commercial transactions, a median of around £188,000, and 96 property type O freehold sales. Oswestry is the agricultural services and livestock market centre on the Welsh border, and it's the source of the standout investment lot in the county's recent auction record. The Marks & Spencer Food Hall on the edge of the town sold at the AQUITAS the 26th of March 2026, sale for £1.805 million at a 6.61% net initial yield. That's a prime food-anchored convenience asset on a strong covenant, and a yield that reframes the prime benchmark for the wider rural West Midlands market town belt. Worth a quick word on the southern and northern market town clusters too. Ludlow. 72 commercial transactions, a median of 270,000, and 45 property type O freeholds. Two AQUITAS prints frame the small lot heritage retail position. 33 Bullring sold for £121,000 in October 2025, a clear capital value benchmark for sub £150,000 retail and mixed-use stock. And 3-4 Broad Street sold prior to its September 2025 sale, carrying around £69,500 of passing rent. A useful guide to mixed-use retail residential rents in a strong tourism market town. Bridnorth contributes 109 transactions and prints the highest median in the county at £282,000 on a thinner, higher quality stock. Whitchurch and Market Drayton, 146 and 142 transactions respectively, both clustering in the £247,000 to £268,000 median band, round out the Cheshire fringe market. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Four AQUITAS lots have come through the catalogue across three Shropshire towns over the rolling window. The Oswestry Marks & Spencer Food Hall frames the prime end at 6.61% net initial yield. The Telford Wellington High Street retail print frames the secondary end at 7.56%. The roughly 100 basis point gap between the two is a clean read on the prime to secondary repricing across the rural West Midlands. The two Ludlow lots, Bullring at £121,000 and Broad Street at £69,500 of passing rent, frame the smaller lot heritage retail position. Reading across the rest of the market, secondary office stock outside the Shrewsbury and Telford prime cores faces continuing demand challenges, and Grade B and Grade C floor plates in the older Telford town centres and the smaller market towns are repricing in line with the wider Midlands. M54 corridor logistics at Telford continues to clear at southeast comparable levels. Direction of travel through Q4 2025 and Q1 2026 has been broadly stable on the prime end and gradually firming on the secondary end as the post-2023 repricing has been substantially absorbed. Which brings us to lender appetite. Shropshire is a deep mid-market commercial mortgage county rather than a clearing bank flagship. Here's how the lending landscape sorts itself out. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, Handelsbanken compete for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies at Telford's Stafford Park and Halesfield business parks, and across central Shrewsbury, typically at 60 to 65% loan-to-value or LTV on institutional terms. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties are very active across the £250,000 to £5 million bracket. That's exactly the band that captures the bulk of the property type O freehold flow across Shrewsbury, Telford, Oswestry, Whitchurch, Bridnorth, Market Drayton and Ludlow. Specialist lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk handle bridging, refurbishment and complex situations, with most reaching into Shropshire from Birmingham and Wolverhampton. Development finance is available, but more selective than in higher density Midlands counties. M54 Corridor Logistics and Industrial Development at Telford continues to attract senior debt and stretched senior packages. Shrewsbury's Town Centre and Frankwell Regeneration Pipeline draws challenger and specialist interest. And tourism and food and drink-led conversion in Ludlow, Bridnorth and the Shropshire Hills villages attracts specialist and trading business lenders rather than mainstream high street debt. What to be cautious about? The Ironbridge Gorge UNESCO World Heritage Site at Telford imposes meaningful planning constraints across Coalbrookdale, Ironbridge and Madeley, with industrial heritage remediation and contamination diligence that needs to be priced into deal economics. The Shrewsbury Core sits within multiple conservation areas and listed building designations. The Shropshire Hills Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, the AONB, shapes the planning brief from the Long Min through Clun and across to the Stiper Stones, with material implications for any rural conversion finance application. And the Acuitas record underlines that town centre comparison retail outside food anchors is now a yield-led or development play. Lender appetite for income-producing high street retail away from food anchor convenience is genuinely thin. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Shropshire. Commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation, and the county is better placed than many shire peers thanks to the Oswestry Marks and Spencer Food Hall yield benchmark and the Telford industrial occupier breadth. Transaction volumes are stabilising. Secondary capital values, as evidenced by the 7.56% Telford Wellington net initial yield and the £121,000 Ludlow Bull Ring print, appear to have absorbed most of the post-2023 repricing, and the prime anchor end has firmed materially through the Q1 2026 auction round. What to watch? M54 Corridor Logistics development at Telford, where lender competition for stretched senior packages remains strong. The Shrewsbury Town Centre and Frankwell Regeneration Pipeline, as schemes move from planning to income-producing stage. The food-anchored convenience investment market across the rural Welsh border towns, following the Oswestry Marks and Spencer clearing level. Tourism and food and drink-led trading business finance in Ludlow, Bridnorth and the Shropshire Hills villages. And the special purpose company-driven HMO and buy-to-let flow across the TF and SY1 to SY3 postcode rings, which has been the most consistent source of commercial mortgage demand through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor is the next Acuitas catalogue cycle and any fresh prime food-anchored or supermarket disposals. Both will be useful waypoints for rechecking the yield benchmark as the year progresses. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Shropshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.